Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tahir Moore, and I want to let you know, before we drop a new show, we like to run a trial. We like to see what the audience is thinking, how you guys feeling about it. And that's exactly what we're doing today. You're about to watch the first episode, the pilot episode of Spelling Is Hard. You knew it was coming. It had to be done. And I'm shooting this with my brother, my co-host, Mr. Patrick Cloud. Let us know what you think. Post it in the comments. What did you like? What didn't you like? Keep in mind, we're already making some changes, but we do want to hear from you guys. Enjoy the show. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your boy, Tahir Moore, and welcome to the new show, Spelling Is Hard. I have my very good friend, co-host, creator of tons of projects here with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the show, Mr. Patrick Cloud.
Hey. Bam, 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 bam. I'm surprised I'm smart enough to be spelling stuff with
hey,
you.
Hey, man, well, we're going to find out. You I know what I'm saying? So. We're going to try. I see you got your cloudy gear on. I like
it. You know, got a little dust on it, but yeah, a little polo season.
Is this new? This is brand new.
This is just a sample.
I was just going to say, I didn't see this on the website.
Just the sample. A couple premieres going on today.
All right. Well, let me. I like it, man. I saw you just did something with Adidas too.
Foot Locker.
You out here? Kinda.
If it was Adidas and Foot Locker, I'd be out here. Hey, but I'm just here.
Hey, man. Listen, that's still a few pair of shoes and a check. I mean, I ain't complaining. I got a large fry when I was supposed to get a medium, and I was high for the rest of the day.
That's actually a pretty good come up. Or if they give you like a curly fry and your fries.
Oh, like my someone God. Was looking out. Especially like the real curly one. Like a.
They don't make those anywhere near each other, I assume.
Nah. Yeah. Nah. So but I love it. Just, yeah, it's just good. I mean, Jack in the Box does curly and straight fries, too.
In the same machine, though?
In the same, not in the same machine, but I'm sure the shoes that scoop it. They cook them in the same fryer.
In
fry,
the same
so.
Scoop.
Yeah.
Same scoop. Okay.
Yeah. So, maybe like, if there's some curly fries left and they come in with the straight fries and they get one curly lingering around.
I always assumed it was somebody looking out, like, you know what? I'm going to throw a little curly in there. Or, like, the extra nugget. I just assumed it was a cool
I
worker.
Mean, when I used to work at White Castle and I would make too many, like, chicken rings, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to give it to
chicken
them.
Rings?
Yeah, because it was, I mean, chicken rings was just like nuggets, but they're just rings.
I don't know why that sounds delicious, but.
Yeah, it was six of shape. Them. Get six of them. I was like, you know what? Throw 8 in there for the homie right there. You know what
that's
saying?
What I assumed. I always assumed there was a Tahir looking out in the.
Oh, yeah.
In the Chick-fil-A.
I know I would want somebody to do it for me, so I did it for them. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the new show. This is the show you suggested.
Yeah, this was on Damn Internet You Scary. I'm glad you did it.
I turned around was fast. I was like, all right, let me jump on it. The turnaround was like 3 weeks. I hit them up like, hey, I got an idea. The pack gave me.
You already like, got the desk. You got Maya, the t-shirt.
It just made sense.
It made sense. Is this real apple?
I wouldn't eat it.
Y'all making money this time. Season one, I'm pretty sure that apple was fake.
Shout out
to you guys.
The apple came with the desk. It was glued to the desk.
What else is nicer?
I mean, we had some artwork up. That's real artwork. Kyle's daughter did that.
It was penis. A couple penises.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do that. They're hairy balls, too.
Who did that?
You know what? I'm actually getting a boyzillion, too. I'm trying that out.
A what?
Boyzillion.
Add that to whatever we're spelling. Today. What is a boyzillion?
It's when you get your balls and your taint and your asshole waxed.
Is the show gonna start soon?
I hope so.
About to start?
Get all of this.
Maybe we should
get them balls fall off the bone fresh. You know what
I tried so hard to push past it. Fall off the bone. It's a little too intense. You guys don't know this. It's morning time right now.
I'm already 2 drinks in though. I stopped by the other office. I got a cup of Tullamore Dew and some orange juice and some ginger ale. I'm 2 cups in, so that's why I'm sweating profusely right now.
Very funny.
Yes. All right. Well, here's the show. Oh, so this is how it goes, guys. We have 5 rounds, just like Wording Is Hard. It goes like this. Each round, there is a sentence, and the sentence is complete except for one word. We have to guess what that word is. Mm-hmm. Once we guess what the word is, that is the word that we're trying to spell. Now, if I should happen to get the word wrong, Maya will let me know, right? And then Pat has an opportunity to steal my card. Now, if he gets the word right,
He gets 10 points off the bat, right? But he has an opportunity to get 20 if he can spell it correctly. Now, if he does not spell it correctly, and I know it, I can steal a card back and get 5 points. But if I don't know it, I'm just going to forget it, and I'll take his first card or his next card, and that's how we'll do it. So there's an opportunity for, I think, up to 30 points each round.
30 points
up
per round.
Up to 30 points each round. Now, why are we doing spelling and math in the same game? I don't know. This was Tony's idea. Where'd it go, Tony?
Well, math?
Math and words together is a fucking algebraic expression right now.
you got through that.
I did. I cracked a little bit, but we made it through. So we're about to get it going right now. Here we go. Right. Round one.
Gotta channel Akilah.
All right. If I blank this word, the internet will laugh at me. If I blank this word, the internet will laugh at me. So it's always one word, so it's not mess up. If I could be fumble, I'm going with fumble.
No.
Oh, you don't hear the teachers just say no a lot.
She is a firm no. So do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, I want to give it a try. Why not? If I blank this word, the internet will laugh at me.
I should have tried to hear this word. I feel like I'm a verb at this point.
Misspell?
Correct.
Oh, come on, bro.
This ain't even a show yet. Woo! Oh, now I have to spell it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's tricky.
Yeah, you got to guess.
Because the word miss has two of the S's.
Uh-huh.
So I don't really know if this is like miss and spell together, or are they gonna share an S?
Oh no, no, what's gonna happen? You got 10. You could just stop while you're here.
I'm gonna do M I S P E L L.
No.
M I S P E L L.
M I S S.
It's S S.
P E L L.
M-I-S-S.
So it's two S's?
Mm-hmm.
Misspell has two S's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you misspelled it. Internet, laugh at him! Shame this man! Yeah.
I mean,
shut up.
I guess. Can y'all just use the cry faces, though? Because at least it seems like you're laughing with me.
Pat, you did not spell that correctly. You misspelled the word.
Mm.
You have 10 points out of a possible 30.
Woo!
Did I spell misspell?
Whatever you spell was wrong. Whatever you spell was wrong. Okay, here we go. My turn again. It's been said that the great blank lost its nose from French cannons.
Lost his nose?
Yeah, this is the pyramid. But which pyramid is? Is it the...
Yeah, which one is it?
Is it the Great Sphinx?
Sphinx.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Sphinx.
I mean, Sphinx. You're not wrong. There we go.
Oh, okay.
So we can just do as many as we want.
All right, first of all, don't do that.
There was a whole H left out of there. That's the whole thing of the Sphinx. Okay. It's a Sphinx. A Sphinx? That sounds like, you know.
A Sphinx?
Sphinx, yeah. It sounds like undergarments. Like I'm wearing a Sphinx.
You know I got this mouth thing.
Yeah.
This disability.
But I mean, you just left out a letter, though. I don't think that was this.
I'm not going to leave it out when I spell it.
Mm.
Okay.
Those count. The points count.
I knew what he was saying. And I also know that his tongue is broken.
Tongue is broken, man. A
couple seasons of this will teach you that.
this is why I got the handicap card.
Mm. So you park closer because of your...
I got to get in and get out while my mouth is working. I get in there and be like, wonderful, wonderful.
That's how you get out the car. I'm just my bridge driver. And like, oh, yeah. Park there. I don't want you to get lost
in the parking
lot. I'm
not going to fight you for that. Whatever you own, go get help for it. All right. Sphinx. S-P-H-I-N-X. Sphinx.
Correct.
That was good.
Thank you, man. All right, so I guess it's your turn now, Pat.
Who was the first person to feel like they needed to build the Sphinx? That's a weird structure, isn't it?
It is.
It's a dude laying on his belly, if you think about it.
He's waiting on a phone call. He was like,
Why did they do that?
It's got the body of a lion and the head of a man.
Yeah.
Right, but the lion didn't have to be laying down like a puppy waiting for something. Like lions, it could have been like fierce. It could have done the thing and the statue.
Yeah, but that's a lot to build. Like they're building.
That's true.
It's structures. Like people still have to go in. If it's like this.
Yeah.
How would this elevator?
They could have just built the face. They're also building giant pyramids. Who knows how? So I figured they had.
That's why I think aliens is out, bro. Like, come on, bro. There ain't no catapult lifting that much weight. Hmm. But
they also had slaves, so I don't think they were worried about like, nah, that's too difficult.
Still though, they had a timeline.
I think they'd be like, no, don't do that. That'd be way too difficult. That'd be hard to do. They're slaves.
Not geometrists.
They're still people.
Is it geometrists? Somebody good at geometry be a geometrist?
Mathematician?
I think
with
math
the,
will
with
cover
the emphasis?
Catholic, yeah. You're not an algebraist. I am an additionist.
You don't know.
Nice to meet you. Sometimes I'm a subtractionist.
Well, when you put it like that, in a sensible way, that definitely makes a difference.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tahir Moore, and I want to let you know. Well, I don't even want to let you know. I just want to remind you, you would never go to the bathroom without closing the door. Whether at home, in a public bathroom, you're going to close the stall, right? So why are you searching the net without a VPN? Specifically, ExpressVPN. And let me tell you why you need ExpressVPN. Big tech companies and ad companies use where you go on the internet to target you with their ads, okay? So that's why you see all those pop-ups when you're on Instagram and all of those things pop up. You're like, man, how did they know I was talking about that? Because they're tracking you, okay? You are Jason Bourne. They're tracking you right now. Use the number one VPN, voted number one by CNET and by Tech Radar. Why would you not listen to them? If you go to those websites, all they do is tell you about the best stuff that you can get, and they're telling you that ExpressVPN is the absolute best that you can get. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. And it's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Listen, guys, you don't just use this on your phone. You can connect it to your laptops. You can connect it to your TV. You can connect it to your router. So everyone that uses the internet at your house is protected, okay? This is the wave of the future. Do it now. And I got a special deal for all of you listeners out there watching Wording Is Hard, listening to Wording Is Hard right now. If you go to expressvpn.com/wording today, you will receive an extra 3 months. That's right, an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN completely free. You heard right. Go ahead and secure your online traveling and your online searches right now today. Go to expressvpn.com/wording and secure you an additional 3 months completely free. Peace.
To here, you got 30 points in round one. For round two, Patrick will go first.
All right, and I got 10.
You did get 10.
Currently, so you're at 10.
I'm trailing. All right. Nice. This just happens to rhyme, and it's a famous line. If the glove doesn't fit, you must blank. You must acquit.
Correct.
Here's the tricky part. There's another. It ain't just a quit.
Uh-huh.
Something's in there.
Yeah, it is.
I want to say it's C. Okay.
Here we go.
A-C-Q-U-I-T.
Correct.
Ooh, Akilah, come on. So I got 40 now.
In total, yes, you have 40. You got 30 points for that round.
I was really hoping he wasn't going to get that, but I wasn't sure if it was 1C or 2C, so I was like, I ain't going to take it. I don't want to steal it.
2Cs would have been
a quit.
That's like acceptable, which is also very difficult. y'all have the word unnecessary in this line in here, do we?
Not in this game.
Let me tell you something. If they got unnecessary, I'm good with.
Melted.
Definitely and convenience. Oh, my head would explode on camera. You would see it right now. I'm like the first Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. As a blank smoker, I'm hoping this cough doesn't also become blank.
Crack. C-R-A-C-K.
And it's the same word in both blanks, right?
Same word. Crack.
As a weed smoker, I'm hoping this cough doesn't also become weed. As a cigarette smoker, I'm hoping this cough doesn't also become cigarette. As a cancer smoker.
cancer smoker.
Hey, man, sometimes people get cancer and they still be smoking.
I heard there was cancer in here.
Okay, as a...
Fuck cancer.
Okay, wait, as a... lifetime smoker, I'm hoping this cough doesn't become lifetime. As a... Oh, no.
So time limits haven't been built in yet.
As a chain smoker, I'm hoping this cough doesn't also become chain. No, none of this makes sense.
I thought I knew what it was.
As a frequent smoker, I'm hoping this cough doesn't also become frequent.
No, but that's a good guess.
Was frequent already in the sentence?
No, I just...
Oh, it's a twofer?
Yeah.
So it's the same word?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want to try to steal that?
Yeah, I'm a stealer. I'm a thief. All right, so this is the same word.
Uh-huh.
As a blank smoker, I'm hoping this cough doesn't also become... I see what you guys did. I would like to say chronic.
That is correct, Pat.
Because chronic is also a very old...
I don't smoke weed, man!
I mean, this was... No one says I smoke chronic anymore. That was like 2000s, 90s.
Man,
like, yeah,
that sucks.
The chronic. Remember the chronic album?
Shut up, man.
Of course I know how to spell this. C-H-R-O-N-I-C for 200, please.
That is correct, Pat.
I don't like this
I had
game.
A good one last time.
This game was stupid.
I had a really good one last
to
time.
Here for round two, you got 0 points. And Pat, you got all of the points.
Oh, I like that. Can y'all put that in the graphic? All of them.
So he got an additional 30? So he got
60. Oh, yeah. He got 60
in that round?
Yeah.
All of the points.
So he got...
I like this game.
70 points.
Right? Good job, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
This is fun.
I don't smoke weed, bruh.
The current score is 30 to 70. Pat has 70. For round three, Tahir will go first.
I knew Pat had 70.
I just want to make it clear.
We just like the recaps, you know?
All right.
Update us.
That's quite enough. Round three. Really? Chronic?
That was a good one. That was a good play on words.
I must not have been blank because I can't remember a thing. I must not have been sober?
No.
How not see? Come on, man. It's a billion words to choose from.
It's not sober, though.
I would like to steal.
Okay.
Let me have a look. I must not have been blank because I can't remember a thing. Which means I must not have been aware, cognitive, cognizant?
Yeah, go with cognitive.
Cognizant?
Go with
that
one.
I must not have been...
I think that's the word.
Cognizant? Can't remember? What's the opposite of that? Remembering.
Remembering.
I must not...
That is... I must not have been remembering because I don't remember a thing. That's good. Is that your answer?
No. Is it too late to not steal? Because I didn't really. Because I mean, think about it. I was just reading it. I didn't really attempt yet. I stole it already.
You didn't steal it because you didn't get it right. Back to here.
No. I didn't turn in anything.
What is your answer, Pat?
Okay. I must not have been.
I don't think he has it. Just give it back, man.
I must not have been cognizant.
No. Yeah. Now, since you both got it wrong, I'm going to give Tahir the definition, and he'll have another chance to guess.
Is cognizant a word?
It is a word.
That is the word, okay. Not cognitive.
Cognizant is a word, though.
Okay. Yeah. It's just not this word.
Yeah.
So Tahir.
Yes.
The definition of the word in question.
Okay.
Is the state of being fully awake.
State of being fully awake.
Oh, I was thinking drunk, not sleepy.
Okay. Lucid?
Fully awake. Not necessarily within your right mind, but you are awake. As opposed to not being awake.
So
the word in question is conscious.
I must not have been fully conscious? Is that the sentence?
I must not have been conscious because I can't remember a thing.
You know what? I would have ruined that when it came to spelling it. So
you still have to spell it.
I still have to spell it?
This is a spelling game. That was more.
Even though I didn't get the word?
Yes.
Now you got the word.
This is dumb. So
people in spelling bees don't have to guess the word that they're spelling. They're given, you know. So now you got the word.
Yeah.
So tell the people what's on your conscience.
Can you use the word in a sentence?
Hmm? I gave you a sentence. You started with a sentence.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Conscious. C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Conscious.
Are you serious?
No, that's a different word.
That's not conscious?
Conscious.
What is conscience? Because I know there is a word that is conscience, and that's how I learned to...
That's what Tahir just spelled.
Yeah, that's what I spelled. I know. Yeah. So what is that?
That is like your inner voice telling you to do the right thing.
You're conscious, right?
Yeah, conscience.
But that's not what I spelled?
Conscious. I'm asking you to spell
Holy
conscious.
Holy crap, those are two different words?
Those are different words entirely.
Oh, fuck this, man!
Being conscious is different than listening to my conscience.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious right now? How the fuck have I gone my whole life and not done this dumb shit?
That was great from my point of view because I just learned without any consequences. That was just educational for me.
What the hold on, man.
All right. So you got that one wrong.
Yeah, so, I would say so.
So dead or I get to spell
it? Where the fuck was my conscience to tell me that wasn't the right spelling?
So is the other one like conscious? It's not like, it doesn't end in science, it ends in shus, like I-O-U-S?
The correct spelling of conscious is C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, and that means to be awake.
That's crazy. So if you get knocked unconscious, that just means you out of there. It's not like your conscious is being like, you just got knocked out.
My conscious is like, nigga, you sure you want to run this game? It's not making you look bright at all.
Fix it in post.
There's no fixing it.
Yeah, you can. You can voice over yourself.
The score.
Right spelling. C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S.
I spelled it with her. I mouthed it with her while she was spelling it, but I just didn't know there was two different. All right, man, it's your turn, bro.
Round three.
Yes.
All right. I knew she really liked me when she offered me some of her famous lemon blank pie.
Oh, I know what this one is, baby.
I thought dirty immediately. If this is the word that I think it is, you guys are literally spawns of Satan.
You know
Please
what it is.
Don't let it be.
We were just talking about this, baby boy.
Meringue.
It is meringue.
Jesus Christ. I should have just let you steal it. Okay. This is a disaster. This ain't American. This word ain't American,
this,
right?
This fucking word is a train wreck of letters. You looked it up, too. You were the one that looked it up.
Oh, my God.
Okay. No, you ain't got nothing. That is not going to help. That is not going to help at all.
No way it's that.
No, not at all.
Okay. M-E-R. Oh my God. Okay, there's like an N-G-E in the end. So M-E-R-N-G-E. Meringue. Okay, I got the N-G-E. Oh, is it M-E-R-E-I-N-G-E?
No.
No.
What?
No, Pat!
Jesus.
Come on! What are you...
Is it dead?
It's dead.
Is it M-E-R-I-E-N-G-E? I-E-N-E-G-E? I-E-N-G-E-G-E.
No.
Doubled up on the G-E-G? Lemon meringue gang?
I gave you all my guesses. What is it?
It's M-E-R-I-N-G-U-E.
Wow.
I am so glad I didn't have
There's
to steal that.
There's a Q? Meringue? So I was way too confident on that last piece.
Glad I did not
Woo!
Have that.
That was the hardest word I've ever tried to spell, actually.
Okay.
What's up, guys? It's to hear more and let's be honest, okay? Our better halves, they just dream about this ring. They think about it, the color, the cut, the clarity, what store they want to go to, what the lifetime warranty look like, all of that. It's a lot. And meanwhile, guys, we just like, We're just along for the ride. I just give me a ring so people know I belong to you. That's all we be thinking about. And we don't want to deal with the going to 1,000 stores and in and out of the parking lot of malls. And I get it. I get it. Listen, I just took my ring off and left it on the sink accidentally. But you know what? I know exactly where it's at. And buying my ring was one of the easiest things that I ever had to do because I got it from Manly Bands. Manly Bands is here to rescue you from an otherwise hellish buying experience. You don't have to worry about all of that ridiculous stuff. To get started, all you have to do is order the Manly Bands ring sizes. Because here's an important thing. A lot of people don't know the ring size. Oh, I want to get a ring. Okay, what do you want? I want this and I want that. What's your ring size? I don't know. Of course you don't know. So this makes it super easy for you. You order the Manly ring sizer from Manly Bands first. That's first and foremost. Once you know your ring size, it's time for the fun part. Manly Bands has an extreme and exceptional amount of rings for you to choose from. You don't have to go traditional. You have so many options. You will love shopping on this website. You can also choose from one of Manly Bands' curated collections, like the Jack Daniel's Whiskey Barrel Collection. You are right. You like whiskey? They got you covered. Now, here's one of the best parts about it. Once you get your ring, Manly Bands offers free shipping and 30-day exchanges. You heard right, 30-day exchanges. Let's say it gets there, and you're like, I don't know. Or she says, no, you can't have that, because let's be honest, sometimes they control it, and you just got to do what they want. So if that ever happens, you got 30 days to exchange your ring. Nobody else is offering you that. While there's a 50% chance that your marriage won't work out, there's a 100% chance that you're going to love your Manly Band. All right, now the part that you've all been waiting for. To order your Manly Band and get 21% off plus a free silicone ring, go to manlybands.com/wording. That's manlybands.com/wording for 21% off and a free silicone ring. Manly Bands, the best damn rings, period.
So in round 3, Pat, you got 10 points.
That's cool.
Nobody else got any points.
You don't have to say nobody. Maya is not a group of us. It's just me and him.
She said that Maya herself, she didn't get any points either.
She's not playing for
just
points.
Just saying. She said nobody else. Nobody on the crew.
Why? There's no need for her to word it like that. Y'all know that. Y'all know at this point, she's just being petty.
In round 4, Pat will go first.
I will go first. All right. Round 4. Fight. When she held up my unlocked phone, I had no choice but to blank to her demands. Hilarious. What situation is this? Okay. I had no choice but to blank to her. Oh. Ooh, I hope it's not this word. Is it succumb?
No. Is it here?
Oh, succumb to her demands? What else would it be?
When she held up my unlocked phone, I had no choice but to... So it's either. It's not. Succumb. It could be. Submit, or it could be. What is the word? Dang it! It's right there. No choice but to. I know when she says it. She's gonna be like, no, it's actually boom, boom, boom.
You're gonna get it when she says it? Damn. I know when you say it, it's gonna pop into my head.
What is it? A device by two. Surrender?
No.
You got excited. Sorry. I got a little scared.
She did. That pull back made me think I had it.
Since you both got it wrong, Pat, you will get another chance.
Okay.
And this is the definition. The word in question means to reluctantly go along with something.
That doesn't help. I knew that. I knew that. I knew that he was reluctant. To reluctantly go along with something. Okay. Damn, that didn't help.
At all.
10 seconds, Pat.
Okay. I don't know this.
4.
I do not know this.
3. 2. Okay. The word in question is acquiesce.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
I'll throw this goddamn stool. Acquiesce? Who the fuck is using that in their regular... See, the
I
whole
thought this was something
thing?
That was in here.
Oh, no. Who am I, R.L. Stein?
I was about to say, I didn't grow up with Shakespeare.
No.
Acquiesce.
I don't even know how to begin that word.
First of all, anyone who's saying acquiesce has nothing to hide in their phone.
Right.
So I don't know what he was tripping about. If he said, fine, I'll acquiesce, there's nothing
it's
in
not
there.
It's not the Masonic in his text message.
Haikus? You have dirty haikus?
Haikus
you sent a dirty haiku to somebody?
All
right. Now I have to spell that?
Mm-hmm. Woo! 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 Woo!
Okay.
Woo-hoo. I wish that was a punishment. I could just do push-ups or something. Diet for a day.
I'm not even gonna try. How about this? A C ac we W E E yes Y E S acquiesce. That's how English should work.
I should take away some points.
I feel like oh no, okay, for sure. This is really A C Q U I S.
Okay. The correct spelling of acquiesce is A-C-Q-U-I-E-S-C-E.
Nope. I don't believe it.
Why is the C-E there?
S. It just said. I hate this game already.
That is why it was there. Oh, that's mighty funny.
Woo! All right, here we go. During the movie, she bit down on a blank and chipped her tooth.
Yeah.
These are very suggestive.
Suggestive.
Suggestive. There you go. Depending on fuck you.
Well, there are hard candies in the movie, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Could be a Whopper.
Bite down.
Maybe a snow cat.
Bite down. It'd be hard to understand because my jaw keep locking.
Are movie theater treats updating? Because I feel like they're all from the 50s. They added Sour Patch.
Hey, man. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. During the movie, she bit down on a blank and chipped her tooth.
Shaft.
Who did... Who... She gave it a...
I didn't know if that was the right show.
Job to Iron Man?
Chipping a tooth is pretty intense.
What's the other one? The all metal guy from X-Men. Colossus?
Colossus.
Yes.
Maybe.
No. During the movie, she bit down on a blank and chipped her tooth.
What's the movie got to do?
What is somebody just having a possession that could break your tooth that you biting down on?
Movie. Could have been anywhere.
Alright, during the movie, she bit down on a blank and chipped her tooth. She bit down.
I tried that. Saying it loud and proud.
On a kernel.
Correct.
Boom! Boom, mother! It's my show. Fucker! Nah, it ain't clean. It's kernel. A kernel!
Okay.
K-E-R-N-A-L. No. You say what?
No. You spelled it wrong.
Can I steal? Is it dead?
It's dead.
What's the correct spelling of kernel?
Kernel.
K-E-R-N-E-L.
Oh, kiss my entire freckled ass, man.
All these kernels.
Oh.
Aren't turning into popcorn.
I'm just glad it wasn't the other kernel. Because.
Woo! I know how to spell that. Because
I know how to spell C-O-L. And that's it.
C-O-L-N-E-L, right?
Colonel?
C-O-L-N-E-L? That should be in another episode.
That is definitely
going to
be
another episode.
I don't care, bro.
Okay. So, in round 4, Tahir, you got the only 10 points scored.
Yeah.
Going into round 5, our final round, Tahir, you will start.
Okay. I'm not even excited about this.
Can't wait for the
head. Okay, first of all, the census is ridiculous. The Copyhold Consolidation Act of 1894 okay. Blank 6 previous copyhold statuses, but does not affect any alteration in the law concerning enfranchisement.
Is this a contract?
Bro, why are we doing this?
You guys put an emancipation on that. You gotta be wearing a powdered wig to get that right.
enfranchisement. The copyhold consolidation.
These are the words he was given. These are the words that are actually on there.
Act of 1894. Man, you just see all these big words. You try to read it to yourself. I ain't no time to read this quietly to myself. I had to read it aloud.
That looks crazy.
It looks crazy.
Yeah.
And it's not, okay, it's not supersedes. I feel like it's something that comes after.
It is supersedes.
It's supersedes?
It is supersedes. I cannot believe you got that.
Well, he kind of didn't, because he said it's not this.
But I said it a lot.
But he said it.
But he said it's not this.
Okay, how about this, Pat? Supersedes! Is that correct, Maya?
That is correct.
He could have skipped over that and guessed and turned in something else.
I could have, but I didn't.
No, spell it. How about that?
Hey, man, come on, right here. I'm already losing, bro. Supersedes! Here we go! On! SUPERCEDES.
No.
Got it. Nailed it. Perfect.
That wasn't
it's not perfect.
Perfect. That's what I was trying to do. Not get it.
CEDES ain't it?
It's not. Surprisingly, it's SUPERSEDES.
I was with you.
Fuck words.
I was with you.
Fuck them, man.
Yeah.
This is dumb, bro. Mm-hmm. Fuck these kids that know how to spell it.
Man.
Fuck words, bro.
Why the kids? Where the?
Nah, because some of them know how to spell that shit. They would have killed that. They would laugh at me. They're going to be laughing during this episode.
Yeah.
I did a lot of cursing. I ain't going to get a whole lot of money on this.
Supersedes.
You might have to bleep this
one. You know.
Yeah, bleep this one to try to be clean so kids can watch it, because, man.
That might work.
Well, I don't know. We said a lot of suggestive stuff, too.
I mean, what kid doesn't make a joke about Iron Man's penis? So it happens.
You're right.
Acquiesce. We're still not learning anything. That's the crazy part.
Acquiesce. That's stupid.
Acquiesce.
Let's go,
so,
man.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn, Pat.
I'm stealing this, and I'm going to get this 30.
The thug refused his boss's orders. Okay, already pretty funny.
This is from Dick Tracy.
Already pretty funny. A thug's refusing his boss's orders, on brand, calling them downright blank. Okay, thug using downright is also very funny. Damn, this could be anything.
It could be
this
anything.
This isn't a lot of, not a lot of pre-info. The thug refused his boss's orders, calling them downright
goofy. Man, these orders are downright goofy, boss.
Well, now I have a strategy. Well, I know it's not heinous.
It's not.
I know it's not.
You only get the one, Pat.
Oh, we just making it up as we go, huh?
That's exactly what we're doing.
Favoritism. Favoritism, and I'm not.
Not by the scoring.
It's not. Wasn't a lot of time pressure on Tahir. I'm just gonna say that he was just yelling. Okay, thug refused his boss's orders, calling them downright nasty. NASTAY.
You spelled nasty wrong, and Tahir can still steal.
There you go. It's not a lot working for us.
All right. Oh, the thug refused the boss's orders.
Did you get new information from that? These are downright.
Calling them downright ridiculous.
No. Back to Pat.
All right.
Pat, you get the definition.
I'm assuming it's something that's
ridiculous.
Not something you want to do.
It's relating to the Middle Ages.
Okay, it's not barbaric, definitely.
No, it's not.
Okay, Middle Ages was like, not knights and stuff, right?
Knights and stuff.
It's downright nice of the round
okay,
table.
Okay, so maybe we're something that they when you win against the king.
In this use of the word, you could say barbaric.
So I figured it was something along the lines of nasty back then.
Mm-hmm.
These are
10 seconds, and I'm going to give you the word.
And horses. This is downright. Medieval?
Correct. So particularly gruesome, you could use.
Medieval means bad? I thought that was just the time period.
It's the time period, but it can also be used as an adjective to say.
Hold on.
Word.
What was the definition that you gave him?
She just gave a hint.
Relating to the Middle Ages is the technical definition of medieval. Because you needed the definition, you only scored 5 points.
That's fine.
But you have to spell it now.
There was a game called Medieval. Skeleton in a night suit named Jack.
He had a sword.
He had a big ass sword.
I always say sword first and I correct myself.
Okay, sword. This is tricky. The middle of this word is a disaster. It's M-E-D.
Cool.
It definitely ain't M-E-D-E. Okay. M-E-D-I. E-V-A-L.
Correct.
Y'all need this?
We don't know.
I'm sorry. There was so much joy.
Why do I keep making games I lose miserably at?
I thought that was the point.
So I want to win.
I mean, that's...
I lost bad, too, bro.
Was that 40 or 50 points?
That was
25. Because you got it with the definition.
So your bookkeeping skills.
And you got 20 for spelling it correctly.
Ooh. Woo! So it was M-E-D-E-I-V-A-L.
M-E-D-I-E-V-A-L.
Right, that's what I said.
That's what you said.
That's what you said the first
time. That's what I said for sure.
So the total score after everything.
Thank you guys so much for watching the first episode of Spelling. It's hard.
We didn't do the hat.
Damn it.
Wait a minute. We haven't even given the score.
Oh, yeah.
We're missing a lot right now. Tahir, you got 50 out of a potential 150.
Oh.
And Pat, you got 105.
It's just like real school. Oh, this is special. This is special. All right. We have a dunce hat. Which, in my opinion, is crazy they did this in actual school. To children with growing confidence.
To hear, because you lost, you have to go to the corner now.
Yeah, not the corner bakery, the actual corner. And I get to?
You get to. Because you won.
Oh my God! All right, so I'm the A-plus student.
I wouldn't say A+. I wouldn't say A+.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, so go ahead and get this to you.
There it goes.
We got one with the strap, the chin strap.
We will for next time.
Woo!
We'll measure it for your head to here.
Now that's great. It's wild to me that teachers did that. That's how you make a serial killer. Well, all right, everybody, that has been an episode of Spelling is Hard. I have been your winner, Patrick Cloud, today. And you will see to hear more in the dunce cap, way more, on future episodes. Thank you to our teacher, Maya. And we will see you guys next week, if this is a weekly show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.